Marion also lost in a regional final last year to Waverly Shell Rock, 46-32. Waverly Shell Rock, a team that CPU has beaten this year, 58-35, but I don't believe Waverly's as good this year as they were a year ago.
Still a dangerous team, and the pairings will come out for the 4A's and the 5A's next week. CPU already knows their path, and it's a difficult one to the girls' state basketball tournament the first week of March.
Of the eight teams in their region, every team has at least seven wins, and six of the eight teams are over 500. They start with North Fayette Valley at home at Center Point on Saturday, February 13th. And they must win three games to get back to Des Moines where they were in 2014.
CPU being led by the Wooldridge sisters, Allison Wooldridge and Erica Wooldridge, both in double figures. Erica at 15.5 points per game for the senior. Allison Wooldridge, 6-foot sophomore, 12.4 points per game. They're the top rebounders for Center Point Urbana, both with over six. Both average over three assists per game and average about three steals per contest. So they are the two top players as far as stats are concerned for the Stormin Pointers and for the Marion Indians. They are being led by Chloe Rice, 15.2 points per game for the sophomore. And then Mia Lauby, the coach's daughter of head coach Corby Lauby, right behind at 10.1 points per game. You got two teams that really take care of the ball, especially Center Point Urbana. They do a terrific job of distributing. You take a look at their assist to turnover ratio, 259 assists to 226 turnovers. They will turn it over a few times, but boy, 259 assists is a pretty outstanding number.
It is. They are a very good shooting team, 44.7% from the field, and I noted that I believe two of their starters shoot better than 50% from the field, which is outstanding, and four of the starters shoot better than 45% from the field. CPU has really had it going now for the last four plus seasons with a total of 87 wins, Scott. They have been, this is their fifth straight winning season, really a good program under Phil Klett up there. Marion hasn't been too shabby either, nice 17-6 year last year, 12-4 this year. And as you mentioned, both these teams are extremely young, are going to be very good for at least a couple more years.
Well, you got a really, really nice crowd here tonight anticipating this one in the Marion gym. Of course, a four-sided gym. And take a look behind us. The Center Point Urbana crowd is filling in nicely in their black and gold. A lot of red on the other side, and the end zones are filling up. Why not have a good crowd for a big game?
Well, it is. It's a very good game. And one of the things I noticed about the stats we talked off the air, these are two good free throw shooting teams. Center Point Urbana averaging 68.2% from the line, and Marion an amazing 73.8%. You'll see a lot of teams that don't have one player that shoots 73.8, and they have the number one free throw shooter in the state in Chloe Rice, who I think is 70 for 77, just outstanding.
Yep, and 91%. And Chloe Rice, the leading scorer, also pulls down 3.5 rebounds per game. Mia Lauby leading Marion in rebounding at 5.4 points per game. It's a Marion team that's going to shoot some threes tonight. They're going to get out. They're going to pressure a little bit. They're going to try to get that outside game going as well as trying to get they kind of go a little differently. Most teams work inside to try to get the outside shooting going. Marion's a little opposite. They're going to hit those threes early to get some people going inside.
Well, they average about 6.5 threes per game. Center Point averaging a little under 5 threes per game, but Center Point shoots them very effectively when they do. They shoot almost 40% from the three-point range, Marion 32% from three. So both these teams are going to have some players that you got to guard on the perimeter.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Again, here tonight, a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. You can check out their two locations, one in Cedar Rapids, the other one in Hiawatha, or check them out online at firstfedcu.com. There's teams out here getting ready for this one here tonight. The other games in the WAMAC, in the Western Division, you got Benton Community going down to Williamsburg tonight. South Tama will be at Clear Creek Amana this evening. Also, it'll be Vinton Shelsburg at Independence. On the eastern half of the division, or of the conference, I should say, it'll be Central DeWitt at Maquoketa. Solon goes to Beckman tonight. It'll be Western Dubuque at Anamosa. And probably the featured game on that side is Mount Vernon at West Delaware. The standings in the eastern half, you got Western Dubuque with the long regular season winning streak going on right now. They are at 10-0, and they've got a three-game lead over Central DeWitt and a four-game lead over Mount Vernon and Solon. So it looks like Western Dubuque, all they need to do is win tonight, and they've got another division championship.
Yep. I may be repetitive. I'm a bad listener, Scott, but I don't know whether you mentioned we have five classes in Iowa, and the 4A and the 5A classes, their pairings are not out yet, but will come out probably on Monday. So right now, in the rankings that came out yesterday, Marion was seventh in the state. So this is a big game. You'd like to win this one, and I think a win here would almost assure them of a number one seed in a region.
Yep, they are in seventh. Of course, the top eight usually get those number one seeds, and there will not be another set of rankings come out, and that is it.
Correct.
We'll see how it all plays out. Let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups for this one here tonight, and they are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Thank you very much to everybody over there. And let's take a look at the lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Stormin' Pointers of Center Point Urbana. They come in unbeaten on the year. They are at 17-0 and 10-0 in the Western Division, rated number two in the state in Class 3A. And CPU looking to get to the state tournament after coming up one rung short last year in a game we had against the Mount Vernon Mustangs. For Center Point Urbana, they will go with this lineup. It'll be Peyton Haslett at one forward, 5'8", and a senior. And Peyton averaging just under 6 points per ball game for the season. Also at a forward, it'll be number 15, Allison Woldridge, 6 feet even and a sophomore. Second leading scorer, 12.4 points. And the number one rebounder, 6.5 rebounds per game. Also averages just over 3 assists and about 2.5 steals per contest. Her big sister, Erica Woldridge, will be the center, 5'11 and a senior. And Erica Woolridge averaging 15.5 points to lead the Pointers and just over 6 rebounds per game. And the guards will be number 23, Lamia Sisk, 5'6 sophomore, averaging just under 7 points per game. And also at a guard, it'll be number 25, Olivia Brecht, a 5'5 sophomore, third on the team in scoring, 9.4 points per game, and the leading three-point shooter, shooting 42%. She's made 20 on the year. The head coach for the Center Point Urbana Stormin' Pointers is Philip Klett, assisted by Doug Arnold and by Andy Woolridge. Now the starting lineup for the Marion Indians, brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. For Marion, they will go with, at one guard, it'll be number four, Chloe Rice, the 5'10 sophomore. And Rice averaging 15.2 points per ball game. 17 made threes on the year. That is second on the Indians. Also at a guard, number five, Caitlin Smith, the 5'9 sophomore, 7.1 points per game, 29 threes in the year, shooting almost 40%. The third guard will be the coach's daughter, number 21, Mia Lauby, 5'9 and a sophomore, and Lauby at 10.1 points per game. And up front, it'll be at forwards, Sophie Ouellette, 5'10 and a freshman, and Ouellette averaging just over 2 points per game. And also at a forward, it'll be number 10, Randy Wright, the 6-foot freshman, and Wright on the year averaging around 2 points a game. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Corby Lauby, assisted by Pete Messerle, Josh Claypool, Terry Keeney, and Dave Messerle. And right now, before this big one here in Marion, we will honor America with the singing of our national anthem here tonight. national anthem as we get ready for this one between the Indians and the Pointers. And what are you looking for here tonight, Denny? This is going to be a good one.
Well, we have some coaches' daughters playing, Scott. Assistant coach Andy Wooldridge for the Center Pointer Band of Pointers has two daughters that are very good players from the Pointers, and the Indians have the head coach's daughter Mia playing for them. Center Point Urbana has a five-game winning streak over Marion. Marion has a five-game winning streak currently overall in their season. This is a conference championship. Good shooting by Center Point Urbana. I think Marion would be strong in the free throw line and a pretty good rebounding team. So I really think rebounds are going to be a key.
It'll be Erica Woolridge to tip it up against Randy Wright. CPU in their traveling gold uniforms with the black outlined numbers and the black striping. And Marion in their home white with the red numbers and the red letters trimmed in gold. And CPU wins the tap, and we are underway as the Stormin' Pointers will go to the bucket to our right. Marion will pick him up in the straight-up man-to-man. Duck under move by Woolridge. Shot up no, and off the clear out, she was fouled by the freshman Wright. And she'll go to the free throw line. And
boy,
she
get
gets there a lot.
First foul right away on the number one scorer for Marion. Excuse me, Randy Wright was the foul.
Yep, Randy Wright. Woolridge knocks down the free throw. 5'11 senior. And Center Point Urbana with the first point of the evening. An 80% foul shooter. And that one dances and falls, and it's 2-0. And a little three-quarter court pressure. A little 1-2-2 for Center Point Urbana. With Haslett out top. Quick pass to the corner. Here's Wright. Sets up for three. Missed it badly, but the offensive board. And a putback try won't go by Smith. And here come the Stormin' Pointers, and they throw it away, trying to get it up court. The officials were, two of them were sprinting down court, didn't see it. But it will go to Marion.
An outlet pass that went astray.
That's why you got three officials. At three-quarter court, trapping pressure. Rice on the dribble drive. She'll stop and pop and hit from 15 right at the free throw line for Chloe Rice.
And that was pretty easy.
2-2. Into the lane. Nice duck under a move by Woolridge. Came up short on the shot and then was tied up by Rice in the rebound. And the arrow will give it to Marion. Center Pointer Band are trying to get the Woolridge sisters isolated in the paint so far.
Well, they're both very strong players with a lot of good, solid moves.
Haslett in the front of this 1-2-2 pressure defense. Bounce pass to the corner right and gets it back now to Rice. Near side hash mark, and now Marion will get into the offense. It'll be Brecht picking up Rice. Stutter dribble down the right side of the lane. In all the way, off balance floater, no. As Woolridge tried to draw the charge, didn't get it. Here comes Center Pointer Banner the other way. Pass in the lane. Tip picked back up by Woolridge, and she was fouled by Wright. He's going to get her second.
Well, the heights of these two teams are pretty similar, but Marion's is outweighed a little bit by Center Point Urbana, so they're going to have to be strong on the inside.
First to two free throws, in and out, no good, as Isabel Sade will come in to the Marion lineup. The 6'2 junior, the All-State volleyball player. Second free throw good. And it's 3-2 in favor of the Stormin' Pointers. Again, that CPU pressure. Lauby throws it near side to Rice. They trap her right in front of us, looking for some help. Pass to the center circle, tipped away, loose in the backcourt. And now going for the steal and committing the foul is going to be Peyton Haslett.
Hustling for a loose ball, and Lobby had a little better position, and so the foul was called on Haslett.
First on the Stormin' Pointers. 3-2, CPU on top. Rice dribbles out of the trap. Now picks it up. Pass inside, deflected, stolen away. Here comes Woolridge on the 3-on-2. Bounce pass to Sisk. And the Stormin' Pointers will get into the offense. Quick pass to the corner. Haslett driving baseline in all the way, and an offensive foul, and that's going to be two on Peyton Haslett. So each team with a starter now with two fouls.
Marion didn't take the charge square there, but they were set. A little bit out of control on the drive.
Sydney Bavers will come in. And
Marion's going to have to get somebody in the middle of this press.
5'7 sophomore is Bavers. Good rebounder coming off the bench. Here's Rice. Behind the back with the dribble. They go cross court. Lauby to the corner. Ouellette for three, and she got it. And Sophie Ouellette, they're going to give her two, though, there, Denny.
Okay.
And it said she had a foot on the line, so it's 4-3. Marion with their first lead. Inside Woolridge, off balance, no, but drew another foul. And already her fifth and sixth free throws as she's fouled on the block.
And they're going to rule it on the floor, out of bounds. Good pass by Sis.
Rice picks up the foul. That'll be her first, already to third. Lob pass into Woolridge. Scoop layup, rimming, no. And we got a rebounding foul. On who? Going to go on center pointer Bannon, and it's going to be on Erica Woolridge trying to follow the shot up. Both teams being aggressive, so you got three fouls on each here in the first 2.5 minutes. Bad pass tipped away at the center line, stolen by CPU. Babers comes up with it. Off the second Marion turnover, curling into the lane. Running shot no good by Breck, and the rebound to Rice. Going to see an up-tempo game. Rice behind the back with a dribble and takes it in the front court.
Close to an over and back.
Now it's going to be Allison Woolridge on her. Very interesting matchup right there. Driving in all the way, and Smith was fouled.
He got a step on Sisk, and I think Sisk got the foul.
And they will get it on Lamia Sisk. And that will send Caitlin Smith to the free throw line for Marion. 5'9 sophomore with two, and the first one dips out no good. Doesn't get there very much, Denny. She's only a 44% free throw shooter. So almost shoots better from three-point land than from the free throw line.
That's one of those oddities you see occasionally. And center point Urbana has yet to make a shot from the field.
Now, it's a board has it 6-3, so they must have given Ouellette the three instead of the two. Shot up no good. Ouellette with a rebound. Here comes Marion the other way. Rice, long up court pass to Lauby. Little shake and bake move. Fakes, drives by Woolridge. Shot blocked, foul. They're going to get Allison Woolridge on the hack. So the Woolridge sisters both with a foul apiece.
Good aggressive move by Mia Lauby, taking it to the basket.
And short on the free throw. So it remains 6-3. One more for Lauby. Good free throw shooter at 72%. Got the friendly roll in the second. So it's 7-3. The lead for the homestanding Indians, and an unforced error on center point Urbana. They throw it out of bounds. And now Philip Klett is going to get a timeout.
And Marion's got center point Urbana rattled a little bit right here. A chance to expand the lead to 6 or 7 on this next possession.
So we, Scott Hansen helping us out. It was a three-pointer with Sophie Ouellette from the corner. So instead of a two, they did give her a three. So it's 7-3 now in favor of Marion.
Marion 2-for-5 from the field. Center point Urbana 0-for-4.
I like what CPU is doing, trying to get an isolation inside with two bigger players.
They definitely have the advantage. They got to keep the sisters out of foul trouble for sure.
Marion basketball. Rice, a little shake and drink dribble, gets around Sisk. Leaves it for Lauby. Circles right up top, doubled by Breck. Pass to the wing, tipped away, but Marion gets it back. Rice steps back. She'll put up the three. Left it short, and a rebound flying in there. Allison Woolridge. Here comes center pointer Vanna Woolridge. Nice crossover dribble on the drive and finishes with the right hand high off the glass.
And that breaks the ice for the Pointers' first field goal.
7-5, quickly in the other end. Smith shot rejected out of bounds. That time by Allison Woolridge.
It's a good block. We needed a ball fake there.
So it'll be Ouellette inbound for Marion. And she'll do so right at the glass looking in.
Marion likes to run some high ball screens here, and looks like center point.
Lauby on the drive all the way in. Left it short, though, with the left hand. Hustling for the rebound, and we've got a tie ball. And the arrow is going to give it to center point Urbana. They're gold uniforms. I like those gold uniforms.
They are sharp.
7-5, Marion looking or CPU, I should say, looking to tie or take the lead. Woolridge outside the arc right side. Circles left with it. Now goes crossover, steps back, thought about the three. Cut off, though, by Sade. Brecht, skip pass over to Bavers, drives, kick out now to Erica Woolridge. Puts it on the floor, on the drive, and she got fouled. Got bumped hard on the drive.
Good first step. Got past her defender. Erica Woolridge with a pretty good tape job on her right wrist or thumb there. Might be nursing an injury.
Maddie Knapp in for Marion for the first time, the 5'3 freshman, and Ellie Harold, 5'5 sophomore, coming in for Marion. As Ouellette and Smith come out, inbounds pass goes to the center line, loose, tipped into the backcourt, and CPU will retain possession. Brecht off the clear out, on the drive, penetrates, kicks it back out to Woolridge. Dump inside to Allison, spin move left, block cleaner, good. That was a great move.
Used the left hand after spun back to her right shoulder.
Four in a row by center pointer Banna. They're back to a tie. Here's Rice, pull up three, an air ball, and trying for the save. Lauby couldn't get it done, and it's out of bounds to the pointers. Yeah, center pointer Banner will bring Claire Holtz off the bench, 5'9 junior, averaging about a point and a half. One of CPU's reserves was injured in the soft JV game tonight. Maddie Carr with a knee injury, so she is not available. And we wish the best for her. It was a nasty looking injury.
Late in the game. Game won by CPU by six.
That's right, 44, actually by eight. 44-36. Dump inside against a double team. Tip stolen by Knapp. Turnover number four against center pointer Banna. Outlet pass. Here comes Lauby with the starter dribble. Harold back outside to Knapp. Right point, deep three. In and out, no. Save the rebound inside and going to be called for the travel.
Went high to get the rebound, but shuffled her feet.
And here comes the Marion pressure. Oh, man pressure in the backcourt. Now Brecht will walk it up against Rice. Long up court pass, tip stolen away by Harold. Harold one-on-one all the way in, left the layup short though, and the rebound to center pointer Banna. As CPU dodges a bullet there. Here's Woolridge, pull up right of the lane and buried it from about 8 feet out. Boy, she's smooth, isn't she? On the drive on the other end, shot no good, too hard off the glass by Knapp, rebounded by Harold. Back to Lauby, left wing three, and ring it up for Mia Lauby.
Marion is hustling.
And back up by one with 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter, 10-9. Sisk outside the arc. Holds it right point, skip pass, plays catch with Brecht, down to the baseline. As Marion has gone zone, off the clear out. Sisk on the drive, leaner up, rimming no. And Isabella Sade with a rebound. Outlet pass, here comes Knapp. In the open court for a moment, picks it up, looking for some help. Face guarded by Brecht, finally gets it out of there. Sade puts it on the floor, starts a drive. Cut off by Holtz. Long pass up top. On the drive, Rice splits a double team. Leaner up, good. Split the net from about 8 feet out.
Well, CPU's defense had Marion out of kilter. They got it to Rice, and she knew what to do with it.
12-9. Marion up by three. Ties their high watermark. Brecht, Sisk inside. Woolridge spin move again to her left, and again another basket for Allison Woolridge, who's got eight.
When she gets the ball in there, Marion has to collapse and try and get help from the top.
Rice, no look, bounce underneath, the save for the easy layup.
Marion not intimidated by CPU at all, taking it right at him.
This is more, maybe a little bit more of a Marion pace. High catch by Holtz. Works it up top, ball slapped right back to Sisk against the zone. Now to Brecht, dumps it inside to Woolridge, to the corner, open three, up and in and out, no good that time by Bavers. Rebound tipped around and picked up by Lauby.
Ball movement by center point.
Good pass up ahead to Sade, who ran the court beautifully at 6'2 and gets the layup. 16-11 with 19 seconds to play. Marion might be in a junk defense. Here's Brecht, left wing for three. That's in and out. Rebound, though, to Holtz. 8 seconds, back to Brecht. She'll try it again for three, and good. Got the roll. In and out, back in again. Half-court shot at the horn. Off the glass, no good. And that's it for the first quarter. Exciting as we thought it would be. Number 7 at 4A, Marion, 16. And number 2 and 3A, center point Urbana, 14. We'll come back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Girls Basketball on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha. Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Great first quarter. Hoping for more of the same here in the second. Marion Ball to start things off. Off the clear out. Here's Rice going one-on-one. Driving to the lane. Driving a kick. Outside. Knapp three. Good. Got the roll on the right wing.
Good drive and dish by Rice. Good defense by Sisk on Rice. Had to give it up.
Maddie Knapp with her 14th triple on the year. Marion with her biggest lead at 19-14. And the ball tipped out of bounds on the entry pass. You were going to look and see what defense is played, although Erica Woolridge is back in there now.
A straight man right now, at least on the out-of-bounds play.
Looked like Marion was in a little triangle of two when it was only Allison Woolridge in there. Sisk, Erica Woolridge, cross-court pass, Bavers looking inside the Holtz, and also Olivia Brecht in there, the five for Philip Kled and center point Urbana. Circling the right, they work the weave up top. CPU with Maddie Wilson into the game now. Wilson wearing number 22. Erica Woolridge isolated in the corner. On the drive. Goes up against Sade. Had it rejected out of there. Out deep. Picked up by Rice. Lead pass Willette all the way in. Left hand layup. Good.
Marion is not intimidated by this undefeated CPU team.
21-14. Marion up by 7. Scoring pointers, get it inside to Woolridge. Leaner left baseline, won't go on the block. Rebound Willette. Outlet pass to Caitlin Smith. In the open court, and she'll hold it up for Marion.
Kind of a wild shot that time by Woolridge.
Indian basketball, off the clear out. Knapp holds it with the right hand, dribbles. Almost had it knocked away, loose, and then threw it out of bounds off the leg of Wilson.
Got trapped in the corner.
Now Brecht will come in to give Sisk her first breather of the night. Twenty-one-14. Indians inbound. They try to go back door to Rice and the reach-in foul on Brecht. Right in front of the center point Urbana bench.
Rice had kind of a high dribble there and didn't look like she was protecting the ball. And the CPU defender reached in but got the call.
High school basketball tonight on 1600 AM. KGYM Cedar Rapids. Crossover dribble and behind the back with it. Rice couldn't get away. 5 second count.
A little too much dribbling.
And that's the fourth Marion turnover.
And that's the rule they've gotten rid of in the college game, but still here in the high school game.
You have first quarter shooting?
Yeah, 6 for 15 for Marion, 40%, 5 for 12, a little over 40% for CPU.
Center point Urbana with the basketball. Here's Brecht, little stutter move, kick outside. Erica Woolridge for three. She can hit that shot, doesn't do it this time, and the rebound to Rice, and then through the outlet pass away. How about this, Denny? Halftime score on 107.5 and 106.3. Cedar Rapids Kennedy 24, Iowa City West 14 at halftime.
That'd be an interesting locker room there at West.
Interesting being the key word
there.
CPU with a basketball. Allison Woolridge and Erica Woolridge in there. Here's the high lob pass inside. No looker underneath, and the easy layup off the extra pass to Claire Holtz.
What a great play by CPU. In the middle of it with the two sisters. They've played together a lot.
21-16. Pass to the corner. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Marion.
Rebounding the first quarter was 8-8. CPU 3-for-4 from the line. Marion 2-for-4.
Indians inbound to Rice. Pull-up jumper, swish from the right free throw line on the 15-footer.
Well, she's got a solid-looking shot. Good release, good follow-through. Marion 3-for-3 here in the quarter.
6 for Rice, 23-16. Bounce pass, left block, out top, off the clear out. Woolridge stops, pops. That's in and out, no good from 10. In the heart of the lane, rebounded by Mia Lauby. Outlet pass, here comes Rice in the open court. Right back it comes. Lauby, crossover dribble on the drive, in all the way. High layup won't go. Got her own rebound, though. And she got it away from Breck. Back it comes to Smith. Left open, right side three, and she hits.
Indians are feeling it. That's their fourth three of the game already.
Marion with their biggest lead of 10, 26-16. Erica Woolridge, bounce to Allison, into the lane, leaner off balance, rimming no, and the weak side board out of there to Lauby. It's one and done right now for center point Urbana. Ouellette back to Smith for two in a row, right wing three, good! And timeout, Storming Pointers. And a standing ovation for the Marion Indians.
Marion 5-for-6 from the field in this quarter. That's their fifth three-pointer already in this game in less than 12 minutes. They average 6.5 per game, so they are on a pace right now.
13-2 run right now by the Indians. They're limiting center pointer Banner to one shot.
CPU has one offensive rebound so far in this game. That was by Claire Holtz.
And center point Urbana getting good looks, just not being able to finish right now in the paint.
Well, the Woolridges are almost all of the height that CPU has. And, of course, they're very involved in the offense. They take a lot of the shots. And Marion's done a good job boxing out the shooter. And neither Woolridge has an offensive board yet. In fact, Erica Woolridge doesn't have a rebound in this game.
29-16, 4:18 to play. Circling left on Ouellette. Hazlett back in the game, gets it inside to Woolridge and was fouled by Tessa Jordan, I think, who just checked in. The senior, one of the two Marion seniors.
Good entry pass by Hazlett, who's on the floor with two fouls.
And here's Woolridge to the line. 3 out of 4, but those are her only points, and misses the free throw. As we mentioned, she's a terrific shooter at 80%.
Well, that right thumb is taped up. She's got some sort of injury there.
Second free throw right through, and she's got 4. 29-17. That temporarily breaks that 13-2 run.
CPU has dropped the press.
And gone to the zone. Here's a 3. No good by Tessa Jordan from the corner. And Allison Woolridge with the rebound. Brings it up with a right-hand dribble. Stop and go move. Now into the lane. Duck under shot. Up. No good. Good defense in there that time by Smith. And here comes Rice out of there with it. Leaves it for Smith. Back it comes to Jordan. Left of the key for 3. That's no good. And a Woolridge rebound for Allison. Long up court pass to Breck. Back to Erica Woolridge as they work the triangle right. Spin move into the lane, off balance. Left it short though, off the glass, and the rebound to Ouellette.
She had a good look, but just couldn't connect.
Lauby on the stop and go move, takes a baseline, and before the shot was pushed and fouled. That good first step by Mia Lauby, and the foul is going to be charged to Maddie Wilson.
CPU just 1-for-8 in this quarter from the field, now 6-for-20. For the game, 30%, and that's unusual for them. They're a 45% field goal shooting team on the season.
Lamia Sisk back into the game. And the free throw up good, 1-1. That was the 17th foul.
A creeper hit the front rim and climbed over.
Lauby with 5 points. Bends the knees, puts it up, and left that one short. And another rebound for Allison Woolridge. 30-17. Hazlett back into the game now, as you mentioned, for center pointer Banna, playing with two fouls. They clear it out for her. Spins, trying to pass it up top, intercepted by Rice. One-on-one, Rice all the way in. No good, that may have been partially blocked by Brecht. And the rebound to Haslett, who came out of there with it. To Allison Woolridge, driving the right side of the lane, forces it up, no. And the rebound out of there to Rice.
That's her fifth rebound already.
And again, no offensive boards from center pointer Banna.
Only one in the game.
Rice, spin move, down the lane. Drops it off for Willette. Open jumper off the front iron. No, and a rebounding foul. Flying in there was Mia Laube, and she picks up her second.
And Erica Woolridge just got her first rebound of the night. Chloe Rice has five rebounds. She made a great steal as Haslett kind of had to spin, turned her back, and didn't see her coming, and she anticipated the pass. Got the steal. But then CPU defended the break well.
Working the weave up top has Sisk. Allison Woolridge tried to go to Erica, who wasn't ready for it, and the ball goes by her out of bounds.
A little sister-sister conversation there about the miscommunication. No anger, just frustration.
Haslett in there along with Sisk, Erica Woolridge, Allison Woolridge, and Brecht. So starting five for center pointer Banna. Rice ball handling out front. And again, there's that 5 second count. And again, Peyton Haslett with good defense.
And she's coming out a little disgusted, but the coach has got to be careful with her with two fouls.
Yep, you can't afford to pick up that third as Babers comes back into the game for center pointer Banna. Coming up on 2 minutes remaining here in the first half. Lob pass inside, broken up by Isabella Sade. Just into
the
game.
She is a force in there.
Turnover number 8. Of course, Sade's going to be going to Nebraska Omaha to play volleyball in a couple years.
Now, CPU's goal here in this game has got to get it back to 10 at halftime.
Knapp picks up the dribble, goes back door. Willette tried to go cross block with the pass, and it was intercepted by Woolridge. Turnover number 6. Here's Sisk from the heart of the lane. Pull-up jumper won't go. Got her own rebound. Back off the glass. No. Back tapped it. Picked up by Knapp in the far corner. Brings it up the right-hand boards for Marion. And a minute 25 to play here in the first half.
CPU 1 for 11 from the field in this quarter.
Smith. A bounce up top. Now comes to Rice. They reverse it right wing. Rice, cross-court, Smith goes for three, missed everything. And it's out of bounds.
That last possession by center pointer Banna, they got their second offensive rebound of the game as Sisk rebounded her own miss.
Randy Wright will come in with two fouls now for Marion, for Willette.
108 to go in the half, and center pointer Banna's just got to take a deep breath, and they got to figure out a way to get this lead down to 10 or under here at halftime.
Here's Brecht off the 1-4 clear out. Start of the drive. Kicks it back over to Allison Woolridge. Drops it inside to Erica. Back over to the corner. Brecht circles into the lane. Drive and a kick out. Low pass, and now off the hands of CPU. Picked up by Knapp, and she gets the layup to go.
CPU just a little out of sync. They're trying to run their offense, but Marion's just upsetting the apple cart.
32-17, high post. Woolridge over into the corner. Three on the way, up short. No, by Brecht. One for the quarter for center pointer Banna. Rice with 22 seconds to the corner. Knapp's going to try it for three. No good. And rebound Woolridge, and they've got a breakaway. Lead pass caught by Babers up ahead. Can't get the layup. Good job by Sade to get back. Tapped underneath the Sisk, and she was fouled. That'll be the seventh on Marion.
And CPU just desperately trying to get something good to happen here.
And that'll be the first on Isabella Sade. And Lamia Sisk on the line looking for her first points, and it's off the right side, no good.
Center pointer Banna 1 for 13 here in the second quarter. Very uncharacteristic.
Yeah, they're a good shooting team. Sisk, deep knee bend, gets the second one to go. 32-17, 15-point Marion lead. Behind the back dribble, Rice steps back, left of the key, three, front iron, no, rebound center pointer Banna, 2 seconds, three-quarter court shot is short at the horn. The battle for first place in the WAMAC West. And right now, Marion with a big lead at the break. It's Marion 32 and center point Urbana 18. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you from the Marion gym after this 1 minute timeout as you're listening to girls high school basketball right here on KGYM Sports.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at the Marion gym as we are halftime, and it's a 32-18 lead for number 7 Marion in class 4A, leading number 2 and 3A center point Urbana. And a hot shooting second half for one team and a cold shooting second half for the other team is the difference.
Yeah, center point Urbana looked very comfortable at the start of this game. They were getting some very good shots, high percentage shots. A few of them didn't fall early. But as this game has gone on, it just seems like Marion has forced center point Urbana to just rush things. And they're not taking quite as good of shots now. They're not falling. They are just 6 for 25 from the field in the first half, 24%. So that is highly due to the very good defense being played by the Marion Indians.
Let's take a look at the halftime scoring in this one. For Marion, balanced scoring in the first half, being led by Caitlin Smith with 7 points, 2 3-pointers to go along with the free throw and 7. Hit 2 big threes back-to-back in that big 13-2 Marion run to give them the 14-point lead here at the break. 6 points for Chloe Rice, but the floor game has been what's really been outstanding for her. Then 5 points apiece for Sophie Ouellette, Mia Lauby, and Maddie Knapp, and 4 points off the bench for Isabella Sade for the Marion 32. For center point Urbana, Allison Wooldridge leading the way, 8 points all from the field, 4 points for Erica Wooldridge, 3 for Olivia Breck, Claire Holtz with a bucket off the bench for 2, and Lamia Sisk with a free throw for 1 for CPU. Turnovers, 9 for center point Urbana in the first half, and 6 for the Marion Indians in the first half. And the bench scoring right now is 9-2. A big swing right there in favor of the Indians. And I'll throw it to you for a look at your stats.
Marion is 12 for 29 from the floor. That's 41%. They are 5 out of 13 from three-point range, almost 40% from beyond the arc. And that's been huge, 15 points from beyond the arc. And CPU just with 18 points total in the game. Center point Urbana, 6 for 25 from the field. They're 1 for 4 from three-point range. Free throw line, Marion is 3 out of 6. And CPU is 5 for 8. Rebounding is about even. Marion 19, CPU 18. Leading individual rebounders, Chloe Rice has 5 for the Indians, 4 for Mia Lobby, 3 for Sophie Ouellette. Couple for Isabella Sade, who's really been huge, literally, in the middle at 6'2". Maddie Knapp with a couple rebounds, one for Ellie Harold, and one for Tessa Jordan. And center point Urbana is being led by Allison Wooldridge with 5 rebounds, 3 for Lamia Sisk. 2 of those were offensive late. Erica Wooldridge with 2, 1 apiece for Olivia Brecht and Peyton Heslett. And 2 for Sydney Bavers and 1 for Claire Holtz. 3 team rebounds for CPU's total of 18 rebounds.
Got some other scores to throw your way here. And we told you the stunner right now, Kennedy Boys leading Iowa City West at halftime, 24-14. Also going on right now, after the first quarter, girls basketball at Cedar Rapids, Washington 18, Xavier 9. The Warriors got into the rankings this week in 5A at number 15. And I guarantee you nobody wants to play Washington coming up when the trail to the tournament comes out next Monday in Class 5A. Also, we've got, want to find, of course, I had the score, and now they all vanished on me.
You know, Coach Howell's had quite a run there at Washington, but this is as good a coaching job as he's done, I think, with this team this year. The expectations were not very high, and they just keep getting better and better.
Boys game going on right now. It is Xavier on top of Washington halfway through the third, 31-28. That's over at Xavier. Girls basketball into the third quarter. It is Kennedy at home leading Iowa City West, 46-39. That could be a preview of a game down the road here. So just a couple of the news and notes and scores to throw your way here. We mentioned CPU knows their path if they're going to make it down to the girls state basketball tournament. They open with North Fayette Valley, right?
Correct.
Saturday the 13th.
They're in that Upper Iowa Conference at 8-7 overall in the season. The other half of their bracket is Waukon against Owine, a pair of Northeast Iowa Conference teams. They're 8-9 and 7-10. In the lower half of that bracket, all four teams are above 500, which is pretty unusual. Monticello at 12-4, just into the rankings also. They'll be playing Comanche, who's 11-7 right now. And Northeast of Goose Lake at 11-7 will play Cascade 10-7. So whoever comes out of that bottom half is going to be a good opponent. You would think that CPU could get to the finals there, but tournament time, crazy things happen. You just play the games one game at a time. There's another region that has a lot of area teams in it, Region 5. Union, a number one seed in that one at 17-1. They're in there with Solon, Anamosa. They'll play Dyersville Beckman in their first game. And then in the lower half, Mount Vernon will play West Liberty. And the bottom game in that bracket is Mediapolis against Davenport Assumption. So Mount Vernon has got a tough trail to try and get back to state where they were a year ago.
Yep, they're going to have to beat Union. That regional final would be held at Solon. The CPU region, I think that one would be held at Anamosa. Is that right?
Correct.
On Saturday the 20th. And three games needed to win in Class 3A. As Marion is back out on the court here as the Indians lead it by a score of 32-18 here at the halftime break. We'll be right back here at Marion next Tuesday night as it'll be boys basketball. It'll be Marion hosting Vinton Shelsbury coming up, which also tells you that the Marion girls will be at Vinton Shelsbury for their next game next Tuesday. Center Point Urbana, as you mentioned, they got to go to Van Horn, take on a pretty good Vinton community team.
And that'll be their final road game. They finished with three straight home games, well, two regular season home games, Williamsburg and Vinton Shelsbury, and then North Fayette Valley on their home floor for the start of the tournament. Marion goes to Vinton, then South Tama, and then finishes with two home games, Clear Creek Amana and West Delaware. We were kidding that the senior nights for both these teams won't take long because there are only two seniors on each roster. But they'll be important seniors, and they'll do a good job honoring them in their final home games, I'm sure.
So we get into, hard to believe, but it's going to be February next week. We're starting to think tournaments already, and it goes quickly in the wintertime.
It does. It's going to be very interesting to see how the second half starts because CPU has not been in this position. As I mentioned in the pregame, they've had only one game all year that a team's been within 10 points of them. So I'm sure it's the first time they've been down at halftime. We'll see how they react to that.
The score update, Kennedy still leading, but it's down to a three-point lead over West, 26-23 late in the third quarter. And sounds like John McCowan's holding the ball a little bit against the talented Trojans.
Well, West always plays very tough defense, too, but usually they score a lot more.
Well, Benton Community, Center Point Urbana, they were in the locker room quite a while talking over some things.
And Coach Philip Klepp and Coach Woldridge, as they walked out, continuing their conversation. So We'll see if they make a change in defense or what the changes will be here. Marion, as I mentioned, has just been able to kind of get them out of their game. And the early good passing by center point Urbana has not been effective here in the second quarter.
It'll be Hazlett inbound as we start the second half. Center point Urbana going to the bucket to our left as the ball tipped out of bounds. And it goes right between us here courtside. Scott should have had it. I don't know what happened there. Sisk with a high pass. Sisk, Brecht, Hazlett, Erica, and Allison Woolridge as the ball tipped into the backcourt, and Allison Woolridge will set it up.
Good defense by Mia Lobby.
High ball screen, drives right free throw line, kicks it back to Hazlett. Marion in the straight man-to-man here. Off the clear out, Brecht drives in a dish to Hazlett. She'll circle in the lane, goes up with a runner, too strong off the glass. Rebound Woolridge, got caught underneath the bucket, tried to put it up, and Wright came away with the rebound. Lead pass, Lauby up the left-hand boards. Now on the drive, all the way in, and scores off the little stutter dribble.
And the rush continues for the Indians. 16-point lead now. They've almost doubled up, CPU.
Biggest lead of the game, and Marion with their starters in. Rice, Willette, Wright, Smith, and Lauby. Breck, flip pass up top. They get it down low to Woolridge, fouled hard going up. Boy, just sealed her defender down on that right block.
Good pass from her sister Allison up the top of the key down to Erica on the block, and she had position.
And that's a third on Randy Wright.
And we'll see Isabella Sade, I'm sure. She's coming to report.
Free throw up and flipped in by Erica Woolridge. Has not had a field goal, but has got five free throws.
This game is a long ways from over. Marion is really playing tight defense. Center, CPU's got to look for some back cuts.
Got them both. 34-20, 14-point lead. A little man pressure, token pressure applied. Rice spins her way across the timeline. And the pointer's back into the man-to-man. Lauby, cross-court skip pass. Over left baseline, off the clear out. Rice starts to drive, cut off by Hazlett. It's Sisk on Lauby. Lauby takes her inside. On the drive, layup, rimming, good. It'll count the foul. And Lauby with a chance at the three-point play.
High percentage shots, these first two that the Indians have made. Now 14 for 31 for the game, getting close to 50% for the night.
And Peyton Hazlett picks up her third foul. Free throw, Lauby swished right through. First five of the half for Marion, for Mia Lauby, and it's 37-20. Indians back to their biggest lead from 16 to 17. Off the clear out, crossover a couple times, spin move in the lane, duck under to kick out. Hazlett turns down the shot though. Right back it comes, inside the world. Woolridge spin move, shot no. Got her own rebound and a foul. Oh, they're gonna get a foul on CPU. And it's gonna be on Erica Woolridge on a push on the other block.
Once again, Allison Woolridge with a very good shot, just didn't connect.
Little traffic pressure, Rice weaves away across the timeline. Gets the return pass from Smith, posting up in the right block. Skip pass over to Willette for three, left it short, and a rebound tipped around and picked up by Olivia Breck from center point Urbana. Marion by 17, Woolridge on the power drive all the way in and was fouled. And they're going to get Lauby on her third. So Marion is kind of tiptoeing into some foul difficulty.
Yes, they are. Key players, too.
So it'll be Allison Woolridge. 8 points, all from the field in the first half. And make it nine as she hits the free throw. Maddie Knapp will come in. And Mia Lauby will go out with three fouls now.
They'll probably try and keep her on the bench till the fourth quarter if they can.
Free throw number two dances and falls. 37-22, under six to play in the third quarter. Marion with the lead in the basketball. Rice behind the back with a dribble, got tripped up, and I think they're going to have to call the foul. That's going to be the fourth on Peyton Hazlett.
One of the two seniors.
And a terrific defender.
She just kind of lost her balance, fell, and tripped the offensive player.
And Maddie Wilson comes in and then comes up with a steal on the drive. Left the layup short, though. Sisk with the putback for CPU.
And Sisk with her third offensive rebound, hustling to the basket.
Yeah, she could have given up in that play, but never did. CPU back to 13. Maddie Knapp on the drive. Cut off by the help defense. Chop blocked out of there by Wooldridge. Allison on the drive all the way down into the lane. Can't get the runner to go. And the rebound to Isabella Sade, who just checked in. Smith harassed in the backcourt. Lost it. Picked up by Wilson. Her flying layup no good. And here comes Marion out of there with the basketball. To the baseline. Willette. High arching pop-up jumper won't go from 10. Sade the offensive board. Back to Knapp. Puts it on the floor. And now Marion will set it up. 5 minutes to play here in the third, and the Indians by 13.
You feel like this is a key juncture of the game, Scott.
And a reach foul called on Maddie Wilson.
13-point margin, still doable for center point Urbana. Not used to being in this position, and Marion with a little bit of foul trouble.
That's already 14 fouls in the first 3 minutes of the half against center point Urbana. Rice ball handling up front, comes off the high screen. Open jumper right through from 15.
Well described, a high ball screen opened her up. No help.
39-24, Breck starts to drive, leaves it for Erica Woolridge. Bounce over to Wilson, runner in the lane, off the glass, no. Tipped out of bounds and gonna go to Marion.
And that was just a wild shot. Didn't really control the basketball to shoot it up there.
CPU continuing to attack. Knapp, Willette, Sade in there along with Smith and Rice. Not sure Rice has been out of the game yet for Marion. Knapp picks it up, spinning along the right sideline, and Marion's going to have to get a timeout if Corby Lauby uses it. She was trapped over there along the sideline at the 30-second timeout by Marion.
4:13 to play here in the third. Once again, CPU struggling to make shots. 1 for 8 from the field. The last two quarters, they're just 2 out of 20. Fortunately, staying into it in the game with the free throw line where they're 9 for 12.
Tell you, when they get good looks, they're just not going down, and then they forced a few, too, for center pointer Bannon.
Well, the big thing in basketball is you can make great moves, but you have to finish the shot. It's all about making the shot. And to me, they've made some good moves here, but have been just a little careless on their shot release, hurrying that shot a little bit. And that's due to the Marion pressure and defense.
39-24, 4:10 to play here in the third, and off the 30-second timeout. It'll be Marion basketball to the corner. Open three, curls out no good. Sade had the rebound, lost it, and picked up by Wilson.
CPU in a zone that time.
Storm and pointer basketball outside the arc. Babers into the game now, along with the Woolridge sisters and Sisk, and also Wilson. Skip pass over the top left wing. Back top of the key now to Allison Woolridge. Looking inside. Now puts it on the floor. Starts to drive. Spin move in the lane. Duck under shot. Up good. Used her body to screen off the defender.
And she's got to take over because she's got a big height advantage on her defender right now.
12 now for Allison Woolridge, 39-26. As Harold will get set to come in along with Mia Lauby for Marion. Knapp picks it up at the right point, looking for some help. Bounce along the sideline to Willette. And the pass up top is stolen away by Wilson and then traveled with it as she went down to her knees.
But good hustle. Wilson's got a couple 2-3 steals since she's come in, making things happen, playing in place of Hazlitt.
Yeah, she's been a spark plug. Ellie Harold in, as we mentioned, for the Indians. And Lauby also back in. 39-26, Marion on top. Had a big 13-2 run in the second quarter to assume this lead. Here's Rice going baseline, cut off by the help defense, up top to Lauby. Yo-yos a dribble at the right point. Now on the drive. They'll clear off the right side of the lane for her. Drives in and traveled with it.
And that was fortunate for Marion because it could have been a charge, and she's playing with three.
Turnover number 9 on Marion. Halftime score. Xavier big over Washington on a big second quarter, and there's an offensive foul on Allison Woldridge.
And Caitlin Smith, giving up a lot of size there, did a good job with position, drew the charge. Second foul on Allison Woldridge. Erica Woldridge comes to the bench for a break.
Full court pressure put on by center pointer Banna. Rice spinning in the backcourt, gets it head now to Lauby. She'll bring it up with the right hand. Goes crossover, starts to drive, takes the left free throw line. Kick out to Smith at the far hash mark. CPU back to the man-to-man. They're doubling everywhere. Lauby takes a free throw line. Pop-up jumper short on the high archer, and it goes out of bounds. And we'll go to the Storm and Pointers.
Not real good shooting for either team here in this third. Marion 3-for-8 and center pointer Banna 2-for-9.
But CPU maintaining the lead. Woolridge right of the lane. Drives in, now pulls it back out, and she'll reset. With her sister out, she's going to take over. Starts to go baseline. Hands it back to Breck. They play catch with it over in the corner. Woolridge looking inside. They go back door. Layup. Good. It'll count the foul. There's Wilson again, who's been a big spark plug.
He is. That was a very good pass. Woolridge just directing traffic out there. Got Wilson to cut to the basket. Wasn't exactly a back cut, but I think CPU's got to do more of that with the tight defensive pressure that Marion is applying. You know, that 10-point lead is just kind of a psychological barrier, and CPU has got a chance to cut it to 10 here for the first time in quite a while.
39-28. One free throw coming up for Maddie Wilson. Averaging 4 points off the bench. Can't get it to go, and the rebound out of there to Lauby.
That's her fifth rebound of the game.
39-28, lead 11. Couple fakes by Rice. Up to Harold, top of the circle. Takes it left outside the arch, reverses her field. Now comes back to Caitlin Smith as Erica Woolridge playing off of her with a minute 35 to play in the third. Hand off to Lauby, and she double dribbled with it. Got a little bump, but play on.
Yep. Minute and a half, CPU's got a chance to get it under 10 here. Maybe cut it to 8 with the 3. Well, the 3's not been a big weapon in their arsenal tonight.
39-28. Erica Woolridge spins into the lane, goes up with the left hand, too strong, and the runner. And the rebound out of there to Harold, and she took an extra step and traveled with it. Tried to find Caitlin Smith for the handoff and just took a little extra hop step.
I don't know the nature of Erica Woolridge's injury with her thumb, but I think it's definitely affecting her shot and her play here tonight.
Minute 18 to play in the third. Center pointer Banna with the ball. Breck goes crossover, drive and a kick out to Holtz, who's into the game. Erica Woolridge working the left side triangle. The Breck starts to go baseline, spins. Now into the lane, up with it. No, but drew the foul. On the reach. And Chloe Rice will pick up her second foul.
Big free throws for CPU. They can get this under 10.
And it'll be a couple free throws coming up for the Storm and Pointers. First one up and good for Breck. 4 points on the night. 56% from the line, averaging about 9.5 a game. Second one short, and Rice flies in there for the board.
We'll see if they go for one. That wouldn't be a bad strategy right here with CPU getting a little momentum in this game.
Lead down to 10. Marion is led by as many as 17. Lauby goes up top, free throw line to Smith, down to 42 seconds. Harold working it outside the arc, couple jab steps, Rice, spin move right side, goes up with the off-balance jumper, no, and the rebound out of there to center pointer Banna.
Really good defense by Wilson there again.
And Erica Woolridge into the front court, and they're going to get her for traveling.
I think over the back, wasn't it?
No, they signal traveling.
Okay.
Could have been both. And Randy Wright comes in for Marion for Isabella Sade.
Erica was not expecting that pass.
A little man pressure applied.
That could be a key turnover in this game. CPU had a chance to cut it to 8.
39-29, 18 seconds to play. A little bit more lower scoring than the first contest and what we thought it would be. Off the fake, driving in, Laube, open layup, no. Offensive rebound, Rice fouled. And she'll go to the line for two.
Rice having to work hard for everything she's getting right now as Madison Wilson, a freshman, is doing a great job defending her.
And Wilson does pick up her third. Sixth team foul on center point Urbana. And free throws on the way, and the first one good for Rice.
It'd be interesting to look back and see how many of those seven fouls on Hazlett and Wilson have been caused by Chloe Rice.
Allison Woolridge back in now for the final 7.6. Second free throw.
State's leading free throw shooter, next down two.
Adds to that, 41-29, 5 seconds. Breck walking across the timeline. Gets a high ball screen, angles right with it. Drives right to the lane, puts it up, no. And at the buzzer, a blocking foul, and Marion will send the Stormin' Pointers to the line. And Caitlin Smith will pick up the personal foul.
And it's a shooting foul, so she'll get two.
And no one will be on the lane. Sometimes that's harder. But first one rattled in for Olivia Breck. And got them both. So we are officially at the end of the third quarter of play. And after three, it's Marion 41 and center point Urbana 31. We'll come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on KGYM Sports.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Back with you as we start the fourth quarter. Scott Udash, Denny Kettle with you from Marion. WOMAC Conference Western Division League. In this top 10 battle, off the clear out, Harold starts to drive, takes the right free throw line. As Marion spread the court here a little bit. Rice and Laube, Sade, Smith, and Harold in there right now for Corby Laube and the Marion Indians with the 10-point lead.
And both Hazlett and Wilson on the bench for the Pointers with their foul trouble.
Yep, Hazlett with four fouls. Rice, couple jab steps, goes over to the left wing. Harold, drive and a kick out. Smith, covered up there by Allison Woolridge. On the drive, and fouled was Rice, and she'll go to the line.
And it looked there, Scott, like Marion was going to be content to just pass till they had a really good open look. They ran almost a minute off the clock.
Sisk picks up her second. Team foul number 7, 1-1 for the state's top free throw shooter in Chloe Rice.
Five team fouls on the Indians, so CPU not yet in the one-on-one.
Curls it in for her 11th point, 42-31.
Boy, if they can open up the lane and let her drive to the basket and draw fouls, that's a tremendous weapon.
Second free throw, also good. Got them both. Sisk in there along with Brecht, Allison Woolridge, Erica Woolridge, and Sydney Bavers in there for CPU. Woolridge left side, over to Sisk, turns in the corner, guarded by Laube. Skip pass over to Brecht, fakes the three, drives in, open lane, and was fouled going up.
Breck likes to take that ball to the basket.
And foul going to be whistled against Ellie Harold. Her second personal, 16 foul, and a couple free throws coming up, and Breck in and out on the first. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight. Second one up and good. Philip Klett, Denny giving instructions right in front of us to his defense.
To the Woolridge sisters.
44-32. Left-hand dribble, poke pass, far side, Rice, stop and go move, goes left baseline, cut off by Sisk. Bullet pass into the lane, Sade, runner blocked, but a foul. Erica Woldridge didn't like the call.
Rice has really got that look on her face like, I'm taking over this game right now. And I tell you, teams that shoot free throws well are very tough to come from behind against.
And Marion does shoot well from the line at 74%. Sade's first one, though, dips in and out. She's a 65% shooter on the year, has 4 points tonight. Second one, Benzenese puts it up right through.
And that was the third foul on Erica Woldridge.
45-32. CPU down with a basketball. Right block. Right double on Woldridge. Kicks it back over to Sisk. To the corner. Back to Erica. Back to Brecht. Left of the key. On the drive. All the way in. And gets the right hand layup to go.
She's their top 3-point shooter, but she's been taking the ball to the basket.
Nine for Brecht. 45-34. Pass tip. The pick back up by Smith at the center circle. Allison Woldridge coming out on her. Rice turns on Sisk. Takes her baseline and a hold on Sisk.
Sisk very quick trying to guard Rice, but Rice is up to the challenge.
That was a quick one, too.
Third foul on Sisk. So CPU's got one player with four fouls and three with three, and the girl with four has just come back into the game.
That's yep, Hazlett's coming back in. Free throw, Rice, right through.
5 for 5 tonight. Is that right?
That is correct. 5 for 5, 75 for 82 for the year. And got that one.
What a weapon that is when you can make free throws like that.
Especially with your point guard. 47-34 assist. High, low, lob inside. Woldridge layup. Good, and it'll count a foul. Spun it in off the glass, and Sade picks up her second.
Got the ball in deep on the block. Marion was playing behind her, and it's one of the better moves she's made with the ball in close tonight.
And caps off the old-fashioned hat trick. 9 now for Erica Woldridge. Full court pressure, and the lead down to 10. 47-37. Under 6 to play. Still a lot of time remaining. Knapp on the drive. No look pass over to Sade. Left block jumper swished right through for Isabella Sade.
And she had time to really measure that shot. A little 10-footer, and she knocked it down.
Woldridge on the turnaround. In and out, no good. And a foul on Rice as she took down Bavers. And that's the third now on Rice. Team foul number 8 on Marion. And Bavers to the line for the one and maybe. Big one right here. They're all big now for CPU. Trying to get back into it. And curls it home. She'll get the bonus.
Shooting percentages through three quarters. Marion 15 for 39, just under 40%. Center point 9 for 36, 25%.
Free throw up, good, got them both. Wilson with three fouls coming back in, and here comes the pressure. Hazlett will face guard Mia Lauby. Looking and gets it into Rice. Rice will weave her way up across the timeline, behind the back dribble to Knapp. Yo-yo dribble against Sisk. Brings it out to the center circle. Picks it up. Now to Sade. Way outside. Give and go pass. Intercepted by Sisk.
Marion's got to get the ball in the hands of Rice or Lobby.
Coast to coast. Sisk misses the layup. It was fouled. No one picked her up defensively. And Caitlin Smith had to give up the foul.
I don't believe Marion has anybody with four fouls, but they've got a few players with three.
Yep. Couple free throws. Number one missed by Sisk.
And this is turning into a free throw shooting contest here. Center point is 16 for 23. Marion is 11 for 15.
48-39. Trying to pull center pointer Bannon with 8. She does. 48-40 and a full timeout. Going to be taken by Philip Klett and center pointer Bannon. with 5:08 to play here in the ball game. And we'll go ahead and take a 30-second timeout here. 5:08 to play, and it's Marion 48. Center pointer man of 40 back after this here on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Scott Unash, Denny Kendall back with you here from the Marion Gym. As center pointer Ban has crawled back within 8 here, Denny.
We got a ball game.
Inbound to Rice. She'll bring it up with a power dribble with the right hand. Doubled by Sisk. Randy Wright back into the game. Steps up for 3. Missed it off the front iron. And the rebound to Allison Wooldridge.
No, Coach Lobby liked that particular shot.
Long up court pass to Erica Wooldridge and fouled by Wright. Who got her 4th. That's been a tough one-on-one assignment for the freshman Randy Wright against a seasoned senior.
And that's 4 on her.
Erica Wooldridge can't get the first free throw. Curls in and out. Listening to high school basketball tonight at 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids. Second one in and out. The rebound out of there to Marion. Lauby gets it. Long diagonal up court pass gets it to Wright. Into the front court. CPU just trying to double everywhere right now.
Mary's got to keep the ball in the hands of Lobby and Rice as much as possible.
There's Rice has it. Rice on the dribble drive all the way in. One hander off the glass. No. Rebound loose in the far side, and Sis gets it in the corner. Flips the pass up ahead. They got a 2-on-3. Wooldridge, crossover dribble on the drive. Scoop layup. No. Fight for the rebound. Tipped out to Hazlett. She'll go baseline. Leaner up. Offensive foul, and that is it for Peyton Hazlett.
Tough night for Peyton. She's had some tough calls go against her here. And that was one of those block charge situations. It was a kind of a tough call. Everybody waited for the dramatic pause for the call, and it came up with the charge.
Lowered the shoulder, though.
Yep.
And more often than not, in high school, you're going to get that.
Great hustle rebound by Erica Wooldridge to get the ball to her.
Olivia Breck back in.
On Marion's last possession, Rice made a great move to the basket, got double-teamed just as she got to the basket.
The inbounds pass, tipped out. It's going to go to center pointer Banna. Good defense by Sisk.
There's Madison Wilson making things happen also.
So that'll be CPU to inbound. Out deep to Breck. Fakes the 3. Drives in. Kicks it back out right wing, and now Wooldridge will set it up. There's still 4:08 to play in this game.
Marion knows Breck is a three-point threat. 20 for 42 on the season. They really clamp on her when she gets the ball.
And Breck has the only 3, the only triple of the game for center point Urbana. Wilson holds it over her head. Hook pass inside to Wooldridge, and a foul call. And I think they're going to get a push on Tessa Jordan.
Erica Wooldridge did a very good job of getting position low. Had Jordan on her back.
Was patient, too, when she got that nice position.
She has a chance to cut it to 6. Erica Wooldridge, an 81% free throw shooter.
Got the first one. Our game on 107.5 and 106.3 FM is history, and West came from behind to beat Kennedy 42-39.
Great game there.
Got them both. It's down to a 6-point game, Marion 48-42.
It's as close as CPU has been since the first quarter, since early in the second quarter.
14-5 run, and a timeout going to be taken by the Indians. 3:43 to play, and it'll be a full timeout taken here by Corby Lauby.
And he's got to settle him down. Caitlin Smith lost the handle on the ball there, and Rice did a great job just recovering it and taking the quick timeout. What is the timeout situation here, Scott?
2 left for center pointer Banna and 3 left for Marion. And it's not really been a a long or a short prolonged run here by center pointer Banna. They just eventually gotten back into the game.
Yep. I still believe that Marion's got to get the ball in Rice's hands as much as possible here because she can make the free throws. She makes good decisions with the basketball. CPU definitely with the momentum right now.
And down six. We're down by as many as 17.
Short yellow.
And right now, it is an 11-7 run to start the fourth quarter here for center pointer Banna.
In this quarter, we've had 17 free throw attempts and only 7 field goal attempts.
Neal Albion inbound. She'll be face guarded by Brecht. Looking, gets it in, and lobs it in the backcourt. Rice in there, Lauby, Tessa Jordan in there. Jordan sets a high ball screen. Lauby on the drive, layup good, or make it Rice, and a chance of the three-point play.
Well, that was kind of a continuation call. It seemed like a long time between the whistle and when the ball went in.
And the fourth on Erica Woolridge.
And she was pretty stationary. Rice created the contact, I think, but had to be a call on the defense there.
Rice to try to cap off the three-point play and does.
And remember that. Put an asterisk on that three-point play. That could be huge.
51-42, still 3.5 to play. Sis circling right. Stutter dribble. High lob pass, and it's tied up. Just threw it up for grabs, and the arrow will keep it with the Stormont Pointers.
Good play by Isabella Sade. She's done a great job tonight for the Indians.
Yeah, really has. It's come up big. Like Maddie Wilson has off the CPU bench. Inbound, fumbled for a moment by Woolridge. Sisk back into the corner. Brecht couldn't get the three off. Slips it down to the right block to Woolridge as they work the triangle right. Drop off pass. They go back door. Wilson fumbles it. Kicks it back to Brecht. Fakes, drives, goes up with a right hand scoop layup. No, rebound Smith. Lauby. Jump pass ahead, 3-on-2, and now Knapp will hold it here for Marion.
Run some clock.
That's pretty heady play for a freshman, and there's a foul. They're going to get Allison Woolridge fouling Lauby.
Well, in that last CPU possession, Allison Woolridge was on the weak side of the floor, never touched the ball. She's got to get involved. She's just as important to the CPU attack as Rice and Lauby are to the Marion attack.
We got double bonus both teams the rest of the way. Free throw, rimming and good. They have had a crazy one tonight between Wash and Xavier on the girls' side. Wash had a 9-point lead after the first quarter. Xavier led at halftime by double digits. Now Wash leads double digits after three.
Wash is a streaky team, always has been.
Two free throws, 11-point lead, 53-42. Cross-court pass nearly stolen.
Marion has made 11 out of 12 from the line here in the second half, and they lead by 11.
And the Jefferson boys have upset Linmar 71-70 on a buzzer beater tonight.
That's three in a row for the Jayhawks, I think.
Breck for three for the near side corner, no, and Rice with a rebound.
A big rebound, and she's come up big here down the stretch.
And Corby Lauby saying, use some clock, spread the court. Knapp yo-yos the dribble to the center circle. Starts to drive on Sisk. Gives it up now to Smith. Over in the corner. And we're going to get a Marion timeout. Timeout Indians here. We'll take a 30-second break. 2:21 to play here in the ballgame. And it's Marion 53 and center pointer Banna 42 back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here from the Marion Gym, 53-42, a 2:21 to play. And it'll be Marion ball here, Denny, out of bounds. And it's going to be Caitlin Smith to inbound it.
The CPU just about has to shut Marion out the rest of the way here to have a chance to win this.
And it'll be Allison Woolridge to face guard the pass. A high lob, and it's caught by Rice. And now Sisk fouls Knapp. So they go after the freshman.
Yeah, I think they had talked about that, who they wanted to foul.
Now that is a fourth on Sisk, though.
Yeah. They don't have a lot of fouls to give with their lineup on the floor.
Center pointer Banna unbeaten at 17-0.
Marion unbeaten at home, 7-0.
Free throw Knapp. Two-shot situation and drills the first. First point of the half and six for the game.
Marion has made 12 for 13 from the line in the second half.
One more attempt coming up on the way. That one no good. The deep kicker comes out to Sisk. 54-42, 2:12 to play. CPU down a dozen after they got it within six. Cross-court pass, intercepted, and then Smith had it knocked away. Had it for a moment. Erica Woolridge, long bounce pass to the corner. Sisk, give and go, back to Woolridge. Spin move inside, layup, good. Count it and a foul.
Rice tried to draw the charge, almost successful. Erica's spin move.
And now that is four on Chloe Rice. So it's almost becoming a game
war of attrition.
Yeah,
here.
You got it. Rice with four, Wright with four. For Marion as the free throw goes. And coming in for CPU will be Clara Holtz. And they're going to protect Erica Woolridge with those fouls.
CPU not too shabby at the line either. 15 for 21 in the second half.
And just a good ball game. Here's Rice in the backcourt, goes behind the back with it, spins her way across the timeline. And Knapp fouled again. They're going to get Brecht on the foul. That's who they want to send to the line, is Knapp, only a 50%er.
Wilson, that time Rice was bringing the ball up, Wilson guarding her, just clinic-type defense, really good position.
54-45, the lead at nine. Free throws for Maddie Knapp, high archer, good, rattled at home. And offense for defense here for the Storm and Pointers.
Knapp was 9 for 18 from the line coming in.
Woolridge back in, 55-45, second free throw, no good. Deep kicker, chases on and picked up by Wilson. CPU basketball and almost knocked away and stolen from behind. Knapp almost picked the pocket.
The Woolridge sisters got to work their magic here in the final 100 seconds of this one.
Down 10, 55-45. Bounce to the corner, Brecht. Skip pass, right wing. Back it comes into the corner. Brecht fakes a three, drives in. Off-balance shot, no good. Got bumped, play on, and then Sade fouled. And she'll go to the line.
And Sade with her fifth rebound of the game, and it just seems like all of them have been huge.
Olivia Brecht's third foul, so.
Once again, in that possession, neither Woolridge touched the ball.
Isabella Sade on the free throw line and can't get the first one to go. 55-45 in favor of the Marion Indians.
We're down to 91 seconds.
Welcome everyone and listen to Iowa City West come from behind to beat Kennedy tonight. Here, top 10 battle, lead in the WOMAC West up for grabs, and Marion led most of the way. They lead at 56-45 after the Isabella Sade free throw. CPU basketball, pass to the corner. Sisk, back right wing, Woolridge, drops it down low to Erica. Into the lane, high off the glass, no, but drew the foul. And Lauby will make her go to the free throw line and add Lauby. No, they're going to get it on Sade.
Sade, I think she slapped it down on the block attempt.
And it'll be two free throws coming up for the All-Stater, Erica Woolridge. And the officials are going to go talk to Woolridge now, make sure she's okay. Boy, she's in at the free throw line a ton here in the second half. The 5'11 senior. Free throw up and good. CPU coming in 17-0, number two in the state in 3A as Tessa Jordan comes in for Marion. Marion 12-4. Number 7-4A. CPU 10-0 in the conference and the division. As both free throws go, and Marion one game behind at 9-1. So if Marion holds on, it'll be a flat-footed tie and timeout by Marion. As Lauby couldn't get it in, and a timeout with a minute 18, and we'll keep it here for this one, Denny. Both teams in the double bonus right now.
It's been a very intense game. Both teams working really hard on defense. We've had a lot of free throws, but I think it's been a pretty well-officiated ball game, Scott. It's just been an excellent game, and Marion, let's see if they can hang on to this 9-point lead with 78 seconds remaining.
The difference in the game so far is that center point Urbana was one for the second quarter in shooting, and Marion outscored them 16-4 in that eight-minute frame.
They were 4-for-23 in the middle two quarters, so Marion's defense has been very good all night, and they've handled the ball pretty well. I don't know what the turnover total has been for Marion, but
13-14 for center point Urbana.
That's not bad for either team and all the pressure that's been applied tonight.
Marion will bring out Mia Lauby, Chloe Rice, Tessa Jordan, Maddie Knapp, and Caitlin Smith. And CPU with the Wooldridge. Well, one Wooldridge. That's Allison in there. Sisk will face guard Lauby to get it in. Looking, running the baseline, gets it into Rice. Rice trapped in backcourt and immediately fouled, and the state's top free throw shooter right back to the stripe. And that is not who Philip Klett wanted to foul.
No, but that is who Corey Lauby wanted to have the ball on the inbound.
That is the fourth on Maddie Wilson. And Rice's free throw in and out. Well, we got a story for tomorrow.
Storyline.
Came in 91%.
This will be the 31st free throw of this quarter, Scott.
Yeah, we've had a ton. Second free throw swished right through. 57-47. No pressure in the backcourt. Brecht up ahead. CPU with only 1-3 in the game. Wooldridge, a little shake and bake move. Gets the give and go. Back from Sis. They double down on her. High lob pass out top. Allison Wooldridge for three. In and out, no. And the rebound to Lauby. Tight roping the baseline and was pushed and fouled by Sis. And that is her fifth.
And Lauby with her seventh rebound, and none bigger than that one. And that shot by Allison Wooldridge reminded me of the shot that Jared Utoff took late in the game last night. That ball was in and came back out.
So Sisk fouls out, the 5'6 sophomore, with a total of 4 points tonight. Second pointer to foul out. And Mia Lauby misses the first free throw. And Mary probably could make life on Corby Lauby a little easier right now by making a few more free throws. Second one does go. 13 for Lauby, 58-47, and CP New needs points in a hurry. From the corner, three on the way, right through, timeout. Favors hits the three, and a big one right there, her 12th of the year, and a timeout as it's down to an 8-point game.
Yeah, just when you think this thing might be over, CPU answers.
But that's the last timeout for the Storm at Pointers.
48.7 seconds to go, 8-point lead for the Indians. And it's hard to imagine that these two teams are loaded with all the youth that they have, predominantly sophomore and freshman on the rosters of both these teams.
58-50. You mentioned that Marion holds on. They will tie center point Urbana at the top of the WAMAC West. Center point Urbana will have only three more games remaining. They go to Benton Community on Tuesday. Marion will have one more game.
They go to Vinton-Shelsburg Tuesday and South Pima Friday.
So a couple of road trips next week. Full court pressure. Babers will guard the inbounder. Lauby in the backcourt in front of this big crowd here at Marion tonight. Gets it in. Low catch made by Smith. She'll push it up the right-hand boards and was fouled by Babers. So Caitlin Smith will go to the line.
CP did a very good job of double-teaming Rice that time, not letting her get the inbounds pass. They're tired of watching her make free throws.
First on Babers. Smith, not a great free throw shooter. at 44%, but a good three-point shooter. And the first one, back iron and off, no good. And Erica Woolridge will come in. Reagan Dufault was in for a moment. And she steps out, 58-50, one more for Smith. Puts it up and right through. 8 points for Smith, 59-50, three possession game, 42 seconds. Quickly to Babers, holds it outside the arc. Skip pass, cross court, Breck over into the corner. Wilson jumper, missed everything. Rebound weak side, tip loose in front of us, and it goes out of bounds. And who's got it? Gonna be center pointer Banda Ball.
Didn't knock any of our wires out there. We're still on the air, I think.
The girls did a great job. I covered the equipment. Inbound to the left block, high off the glass, no. Woolridge got her own rebound and was fouled by Sane. They just lobbed it down on the block and let Woolridge go to work. And drew the fourth on Isabella Sane.
Well, there are quite a few people with four fouls right now. Only one person has fouled out tonight.
Free throw up and good by Erica Woolridge. CPU, as Tessa Jordan will come in for Sade, 59-50.
Tessa, one of the two seniors on the Marion roster.
59-51, Megan. Megan, 59-52. Woolridge will come out and Dufault back in.
Good substitution for a couple reasons for CPU. Number one, you get Woolridge out of there with her and get a little quickness on the floor. Plus,
30-second timeout.
Gives them a chance to set up their defense, but Marion called a timeout anyway.
For Marion, and with 28.7 to play and a 7-point lead at 59-52. And Corby Lauby going to draw up an inbounds play, because he saw they were double-teaming Chloe Rice on the last inbound.
And I think if I read the lips of Pete Messerly, assistant coach, he was asking the official if they could throw the ball to another player out of bounds. So look for that.
And he said, gave him the thumbs up. Yes, you can.
Because it's after a basket, so you can move on the baseline.
So it'll be Lauby.
So they're going to have Rice take it first. She's going to throw to somebody else out of bounds. They're going to try and get it back into her.
And they do. Just like that, and foul.
Good strategy by Corby Lauby.
Allison Woolridge picks up her fourth. And Chloe Rice right back to the free throw line.
And these will be the 38th and 39th free throws of the fourth quarter.
And right through for Rice. 60-52, 27.6 remaining. Marion with the 8-point lead. Second one, dances in and out. Rebound, center point Urbana. Quickly into front court, Breck. Right sideline, cross court, Woolridge to the corner. Babers for three, front iron, no. Comes out deep, Woolridge picks it up, turns, puts it up, no. Chase on in the corner, 12 seconds to play. Loose picked up by Lauby, and a foul. And the foul will be on Babers. Her second. And Mia Lauby to the line, and the Marion folks starting to
I think they've
enjoy
got it,
this one.
I think they can pass in the songbooks, but we have another timeout.
Be a full timeout. Well, they had center pointer Banda with one left. So they will take it in with 12 seconds remaining.
Well, we've had about 100 free throws and about 30 timeouts, got it.
So it's a real regulation basketball game.
Might be an exaggeration.
It's been everything we thought it would be.
It's been a great game, and two teams playing for the conference title. Basically, there's still a few games to go, but these are the two premier teams in this conference, and it looks like they're going to be tied for first at the conclusion of these 12 seconds.
And center point Urbana will see their unbeaten season come to an end. On the line, Mia Lauby, coach's daughter, up and good. One more, Marion pulls everybody off the free throw lane. This would make it a four possession game.
Marion's 25th free throw of the fourth quarter.
Missed it, 61-52, 10 seconds to play. Brex across the timeline, leaves it for Woldridge. Picks up the dribble inside to Allison. Goes up with a leaner and got it, but no timeouts remaining, and the clock will expire. And the Marion Indians get the win. 61-54 as the student section rushes out onto the court here.
And Coach Klett gathered his team around him right away and had some words for them, and they came out of the huddle with smiles on their faces. I don't know what he said to them, but it was inspirational, I think. And nothing to be ashamed of. CPU, a great effort. And they are going to be a force to be reckoned with in Class 3A down the road.
Absolutely. But Marion gets the win tonight, 61-54. And we will come back and get into the post game from Marion after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls High School Basketball here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at Marion after this WAMAC Conference Western Division girls game as the Marion Indians defeat center Pointer Banda tonight 61-54. Scott Unash alongside Denny Gettle, and was as good as advertised in this one.
It really was. Marion won the first two quarters. CPU won the second two quarters, but Marion won the game with some amazing free throw shooting and protecting the ball. In a game played with a lot of intensity by both teams. Nothing to be ashamed of. These are two very good teams that are going to be tough to beat on the tournament trail that's coming up.
And only one three-pointer. Mal, check that. Two three-pointers in the game tonight for center Pointer Banner. Marion did a very good job on the perimeter. Did just enough inside against Allison and Erica Woldridge.
And I don't think Breck, their leading three-point shooter, got too many attempts even. I remember just she made one in the first half, but Marion had a very good scouting report, executed it perfectly, and Coach Corby Lavi is going to be thrilled with the effort by his Indians.
Well, let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for the Marion Indians, who go to 13-4 on the year, 10-1 in the WAMAC West. Two in double figures, led by the 5'10 sophomore Chloe Rice with 19 points, 5 field goals, and 9 of 11 from the free throw line to lead all scorers tonight. 14 points for Mia Lauby, including 9 big ones in the second half, 2 field goals, and 7 free throws for the 14 points. Or check that, 3 field goals, one of those 3 for Lauby. 8 points for Isabella Sade off the bench. She was outstanding. 3 field goals, couple free throws. Caitlin Smith had 8 points. She had 2 big threes in that run in the second quarter for Marion. 7 points for Maddie Knapp, who was solid off the bench. And Sophie Willett had 5 points tonight for the Marion total of 61. For center Pointer Banda, they dropped to 17-1 on the year and 10-1 as well in the WAMAC West. Two in double figures, the Woldridge sisters leading the way. Erica, the 5'11 senior, with 18 points tonight. 14 points tonight for Allison Woldridge. Olivia Brecht had 9, but only one three-pointer in the game tonight for center Pointer Banda. And then 5 off the bench for Sydney Bavers, 4 for Lamia Sisk. Maddie Wilson had 2, and Claire Holtz had 2 for their total of 54 in the game. Turnovers 14 for center Pointer Banda and 13 for the Marion Indians. Bench scoring, Marion got that 15-9 in this one here tonight. And You're going to have to get a new lead for your pencil with all the free throws.
Ink is flying here. Free shooting percentages, that really was one of the big differences in the game. Marion ended up shooting 17 for 43 from the field, 40%. And a cold night for CPU, 14 out of 50, 28%. They were 5 for 14 in that fourth quarter to get a little bit better, but tough night shooting for the Pointers. The Marion Indians ended up 22 out of 34 from the free throw line, 65%. And CPU 24 for 33 from the free throw line, 73%. So 67 free throws shot in this game, 34 by one team, 33 by the other. I haven't quite totaled up the rebounds yet. Marion had 34. 18, 24, 25, 31, 32, 36 rebounds for center point. So 36, 34 CPU with a slight edge on the boards. Individually, some really good efforts. Allison Wooldridge with 10 rebounds to lead center point, 6 each for Erica Wooldridge and Lamia Sisk, who really tried to keep CPU in the game. 9 rebounds for Chloe Rice, 8 for Mia Lobby, and 5 for Isabella Said off the bench. Those are the leading rebounders for the Indians. Great game.
Corby Lauby probably liked it a little bit more than Coach Klett did here tonight. But tell you what, we saw how much it meant to your girls and how much it meant to the student body. A flat-footed tie now at the top.
You know, first of all, I want to tell you, we have a lot of respect for Center Point. I mean, we think they're a really, really great team. And that's just the excitement of beating a team. They deserve their ranking. And talked to Coach Klett after the game. We said, go win state. You know, that's a team that can win state, and we have a lot of respect for them.
Well, it was the second quarter. That was the whole key to the game. They went one for the quarter, and you guys shot it well. Caitlin Smith hit 2 big threes right in a row. You hit some big shots, and you caused some turnovers.
Well, the first time we played them, we got down big to them, double digits, and this time it was flipped. So it's kind of two different games, you know, there and here. Our girls have been starting fast. We've been shooting ball really well. So we wanted to be confident. We wanted to play like, you know, we deserve to win. And we wanted to be the aggressor. At the end there, for a period of the fourth quarter, I felt like we took the gas off a little bit. We got a little tight. At the end, we did what we needed to, but we missed a few free throws. Made it a little bit interesting. But overall, the girls, just they really wanted it. And they had a lot of passion, you know, the whole game.
I remember a huge three-point played me by Chloe Rice there at a key time, and your strategy out of the timeout with the out-of-bounds play that you ran to get the ball to Rice so she'd be the one fouled was key in the game, I thought, too.
Yeah, she's the leading free throw shooter in state. So, I mean, if you're any coach at all, you would think, get the ball to her, right? But the center point for a while did a really nice job of denying her. They were right up into her. But, yeah, we really wanted her to get the ball in her hands if she could. But we didn't want to be stagnant either, you know. So we have other girls that we're confident in. But she did make some really big plays. And Chloe, this means a lot to her. She puts a lot of time into the game. And I know she wanted this really bad.
She did. And I think Mia wanted it pretty bad, too. She was diving all over the place. And you had to be proud of her. She had 14 tonight.
Yeah, she kind of does a lot of dirty work. She leads us in rebounding as a guard and loose balls, things like that. She's a pretty physical player for her size. So, yeah, these girls from Center Point, Marion, have been playing since they're little against each other. We have a good rivalry with them, but we have a lot of respect for them, too. So when you see us celebrating, that's just out of respect because that's a really good team, and we're just excited to have the opportunity to play them, and to get a win over them is big for us.
Well, when there were headlines in the Gazette today about the Iowa game about broken streaks, and some broken streaks tonight, too. CPU's winning streak ends at 17. Yours continues with 6, yeah. And they had a 5-game winning streak in the series with you, so you stopped that one. But most of all, I think this win's going to be huge for you in the seeding, which will come out Monday.
Yep.
I think this pretty much assures the number one seed in a regional for you guys.
We feel we should be. And it's interesting you say that. Another thing for us, we talked about our last loss at home was last January to Center Point. So we haven't lost here in a year. And the girls, we had talked about it after the Lindmar game. We said we still haven't lost at home since last January. And we made a goal to go undefeated to the Center Point game to put ourselves in position. And so those were two of our big goals, stay undefeated at home and to not lose again until this game so we can put ourselves in a position to win the conference. Now, we got work ahead of us, but this is a big, big, big thing for that.
It is, and before we let you go, because you're going to be on tomorrow morning, and we'll talk to you more then.
Sounds good.
Tessa Jordan, last game we were here against Independence, really came up big. This time it was Isabella Sade off the bench. Seemingly you got somebody to come, and Maddie Knapp did a good job too.
Yeah, and this is Maddie's first game back. She had a concussion. She missed two games, and she just got cleared basically a day ago. She had to go through all the concussion protocol. It was nice to have her back. She's a gritty player, but yeah, Isabella, I mean, she's 6'2", she can jump, and this is a kid who played JV last year, but stuck with us. Division I volleyball player, but, you know, decided to keep going with basketball, which I told her the other day, I'm so happy you didn't just only do volleyball. So we can really see she's a difference maker in the defensive end.
Well, she blocked some shots, and she affected a lot of shots, and you held center point Urbana to 4-for-23 from the field in the middle two quarters.
Yep.
Great defense.
We've been trying to hang our hat on defense, so hopefully that was our doing and not so much them. So,
all right. Well, congratulations. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Enjoy it for
all
at least
right.
a few hours.
Sounds
anyway.
Good. I'll see you in a few hours.
All right.
Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.
Corby
Lauby.
He's
always on.
Oh, yeah. Corby Lauby always gracious after the victory as his Indians beat center point Urbana tonight 61-54. And like you mentioned, tie at the top now in the WAMAC Conference Western Division as both center point Urbana and Marion will go into the final few weeks of the regular season, both at 10-1. These are two good basketball teams. Hope they both get down to Des Moines.
Yeah, this was fun to be here tonight to watch this game and two outstanding programs. Both coaches pulled a lot of tricks out of their hat tonight trying to win this one, and in the end, Marion had more tricks.
And the Indians get the 61-54 victory. They go to Vinton-Shelsburg on Tuesday night, while Benton Community will host center point Urbana. And that one will be on Tuesday night as well. I will say, weather permitting, we got Winter Storm Kayla coming, I hear. It's already been named, so that means always it's a lot of fun. Coming up on Monday and Tuesday. So we'll see how things progress. But
always want to tune into the coach's corner, into gym class to get the weather report and weather analysis. Always well done.
Oh, yeah, we always do a great job with that. Well, Denny, appreciate it. That was a lot of fun tonight. I'm sure we'll see you down the line here, and always good working with you.
Well, this was really fun. I appreciate the opportunity, and my thoughts are with Steve Dozier, who lost a very close friend in a tragic accident this week, and hope he gets back quickly with you.
Yep, he'll be back coming up with us next week. Gina Rogers also back, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before we get done with things for the 2016 basketball season. That's going to wrap things up here tonight for this one. Want to thank back in the studio David Schulte for all his help. Big thanks to him. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. And above all, a big thanks to you out there for tuning into the broadcast. And also want to thank Corby Lauby, the AD and coach here at Marion, for all his help. For Denny Gettle, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. And the final score of this top 10 showdown in the WAMAC West, it was Class 4A number 7 Marion topping previously unbeaten number 2 and 3A center point Urbana. The final score, the Indians 61, the Storm and Pointers 54. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Marion. Sports.